Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to tell you what God just said to me. He said, use the fire.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I see an axe laid at the root of a tree. Oh, my God. God's about to cut some stuff down for you. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
All that bad blood, He gonna give a blood transfusion in your family tree. There's some new people coming on the scene in your life. You better hear it. Go,
Shada.
K-pop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's some new. There's a corporate company of people coming in your life. There's some women coming in your life, and some of them will be very young women. And I want you to begin to worship God. Get yourself somewhere quiet. This is a new day. Anything on your spirit you want to say to the nations or to me?
I had called you probably about two weeks ago, because you had spoke a word to me before, and it wouldn't leave my spirit, you know what I'm saying? Even, yeah. You know, you spoke something to me about a dawn, and somebody came, like a friend of mine. She said something to me shortly after that, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you, you know what I'm saying? And I know, like, I see some things that are going on. There are some struggles, but God is telling me to tell you to push, you know what I'm saying, because it's something that you're about to give birth to. And I see that there's some hurt, and there's some that walked away, but it's all right, you know what I'm saying, because God said he's making those crooked places straight. And I just feel like God is releasing fresh fire into you tonight, you know what I'm saying, and I just see he's restoring. I just hear God saying restitution, recovery, and those things that was hidden, God said he's going to reveal those things to you. And I don't know why, but I see some kind of building. God, I just thank you for what you're doing, oh God. And God, I hear you saying a turnaround, oh God. And God, you said that you're releasing new strength into him, Father, new revelation, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing, oh God, a refreshing even for him tonight, God. Fresh fire, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
And Lord God,
yes.
All slander, I tear it down now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Father, I destroy everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, everything that has tried to penetrate his life that's not of you, oh God, I dismantle it now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for the apostolic authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I hear you saying establishment, God. Thank you for the establishment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, you said many mysteries that you're going to show him, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the missing puzzle pieces, oh God, being revealed in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. God, you said the mountain is removed. So I thank you, and I honor, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woman of God, I am holding in my hand, as you prophesy, woman of God, a book called Fresh Fire. There's no way you could know this. And I know the voice of God. And I was telling my Queen Katrina what I'm expecting for the souls and the nations.
Mm.
I not only prophesy, I listen to others. I thank you.
not making a lot of noise. Just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today. And tell him, say, Lord, I just want you. I don't know what we would do without you. Because when we depend on you so much, that we can't make it without you.
I just want you.
worship you. Almighty God. You are a redeemer. You redeem the one source of my strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of grace. You are full of grace.
You know that's why we worship Almighty God. Full of mercy every day, brand new. So we worship you, Almighty God. You made it all.
You.
I know God sent you, Stephanie. Go ahead, Stephanie.
I thank you for every household, every person, every ministry, God, that is represented on this line tonight, God. I thank you, God, for the miracles that should take place, God. I thank you for the revival fire, God, that has started in their homes, God. I thank you, God, for the prayer and intercession that have went forth, God. I thank you, Father God, for all of us being connected in the spirit, God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, God. I thank you, God, for a new beginning, God. I thank you, God, for a ram in the bush, God, for the one that needs it, God. I thank you for the answers, God, being manifested, God. I thank you, God, that your glory shall be revealed, God. I thank you, God, that our ladder shall be greater, God. I thank you, God, that we can rejoice tonight, God, in you, God, knowing that all is well, God. I just thank you, God, for the prophet, God, for his family, God. I thank you, Father God, that there should be no lack and slack in their household, God. I thank you, Father God, that they should have more than enough, God, but this is the season of the financial windfall, God. I thank you, God, for a speedy turnaround, God. I thank you, God, for the word of God that has come out of this man of God's mouth being manifested instantly, God. I thank you, Father God, that he shall walk in the power and the anointing, God, of Christ, God, like never before, God. I thank you, God, oh, yeah, to everyone that is on this phone, God, that they will have an outbreak and an overflow, God, a miracle release and increase, God. Everything that they're believing you for, God, as they speak it out of their mouth, God, they will see the manifestation. I call down your fire, whatever we speak, God, because the power of life and death is in our tongue. So I thank you for manifestation. I thank you for revelation. And I thank God that this is our season, God. And we're going to walk in it, God, and we're going to move forward, God. I thank you, God, for a spirit of obedience, God. I thank you for this time and consecration, God. I thank you, Father God, for your resurrection power, God. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Oh, God, for this night, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the miraculous, God. We're going to be so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we fill this prayer in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you now. Oh. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, God bless you. I thank you for listening to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer. I praise God for what he is doing in this time and in this hour. And I want you all to know that God is able. God is able to do anything but fail. Continue to trust in God. Praise God. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I believe God. God is so good, and he's worthy of all praises in Jesus' mighty name. I have a 682. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
Doing wonderful, wonderful. What's in your spirit tonight?
This is Adrian. This is Adrian.
God bless you, Prophet Adrian. Praise God.
We talked earlier today. You gave me some instructions. I'll thought back to what Prophet Eric had said a few nights ago about when God tells you something, it doesn't make any sense. And you told me this is a praise report, kind of, you know. Yeah, and you told me to do something. You told me to go get a tuxedo. And he told me to wear it around the house for 8 days that God was going to move. So while I was calling you, I was going out to get a tuxedo. And I came up to a store. I had no intention of going into that store. And God said, turn right here. And I slammed on my brakes, and I turned, and I hear the car behind me blowing its horn and everything. I just waved at him. When I went into that store, there was one tuxedo in there, okay? It was one in there. It was. It was one tuxedo in there, and it's my exact size.
Look at God.
I'm a guy that's 6'2". I'm about 250, 260 pounds.
Yes.
God has increased my territory since I was a teenager. So, you know, I have a little bit more girth, but I didn't even try it on. I tried the jacket on, and I looked at the pants, and the pants were my exact size. And guess what I'm wearing right now?
You're wearing the tuxedo.
I'm wearing a tuxedo right now. Yes, sir.
Father, right now, I thank you for this prophet's obedience. The Spirit of God has moved, and I give you absolute glory. This
yes,
man
Lord.
Is obeying you. Oh, Prophet Adrian, what great faith do I see in your life? People of God, get ready for the greatest move that we have ever seen. I know it looks like the enemy is trying to win, but I'm here to tell you he has totally lost.
Amen.
Victory over this man of God, and victory over the testimony of his household, and the victory in his life, his finances, his marriage, his children, everything he does. You prosper him, his marriage. Oh, God. And Prophet Adrian, I see
yes, sir.
White. I see the color white. I'm not saying I know what it is, but I see white. And I see God purging through your obedience. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen, I'm going to say something tonight. Everybody hear me, and you that are praying behind the scenes, I want to thank you, my Queen Katrina and the staff of the prophetic school, and you that are praying as far as in foreign countries, I thank you in advance. This is what I hear the Holy Spirit saying to tell the whole earth, especially the body of Christ. God is calling for obedience. Obedience is better than fasting. Obedience, it even outweighs prayer. And he said in Luke 18:1, pray always. Obedience outweighs tithing and offering. You know what God says? Will a man rob God? Praise God. But some of us are giving our tithing because we don't want to rob God, but we are not showing the love of God to people that we see every day. So I want you to know that obedience is greater than anything that you can do in the kingdom of God. Let's get the spirit of obedience in the name of Jesus. Prophet, you bless me tonight. You bless many people tonight that is listening to you, a man of God, but you have the spirit of obedience. This is what I'm looking for. The Holy Spirit is saying, I'm looking for men. You are a mighty man of valor. Oh, bless God. Anything else in your spirit? Hallelujah. I'm excited. You got me going now.
I just, the Lord took me to 1 Kings chapter 8. When Solomon had assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the chief leaders, and I kept seeing you every time I started reading it, and I keep hearing the gathering, and there are elders and there are leaders and there are prophets and there are intercessors, and they're all going to be gathered. They're all going to be gathered in one central location, and the anointing is going to be so strong on that central location, he's going to scatter them. He's going to scatter everybody out through the nation, and then it's going to go out through the world and everything, and you just be blessed and keep being obedient, because you are a father to us, you are a brother to us, you are a friend to us, and you are a prophet to us. And you continue to be obedient because you don't know how you touch the lives of the people. You don't even know how you touch my life, prophet. Keep being obedient because God is going to do something great starting from you. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a champion. You are a mighty man. So you continue to be blessed. You ain't seen nothing yet. I know I might sound like a broken record, but you haven't seen nothing yet. Nothing yet. Be blessed.
Prophet, before you go, I want to tell you your words are mighty in God, and I receive them. You don't know this, but I'm looking at right now a vision that is plainly written, and you have tapped into what the Lord said to me when I was just a teenager. Oh, my God. God. I mean, word for word. And I praise God. I receive those words, and we give God the glory, and you do not sound like a broken record. Let me tell you something. You sound just like a son of God, and I give you praise.
God.
Bless you, Prophet Adrian. Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You. Love you. Be blessed, brother. I love you.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. That's awesome. If you just want thank God for you. Thank God.
And without making a lot of noise.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor for who you are. And I thank you for these, your people. I bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You are so good. You're so good to us, and we magnify you. I magnify you. Oh, my Queen Katrina and I and the entire staff and those that pray with us. And God, I thank you that the vision is for appointed time. It shall not tarry, but God, you spoke it, and I believe it. We believe it, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, my good friend. Holy Spirit, welcome. Welcome. In your presence. Welcome. Every day. May we be subject to the administration of the Holy Spirit. Don't leave us, Holy Ghost. Don't leave the earth. Don't remove yourself. We need you. Hallelujah. Well, awesome, awesome. I'm going to go to the next caller right now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Prophet.
I'm blessed in the name of the Lord. How are you, men of God?
I'm doing wonderful. Praise God.
Wow and wow. Can I just minister?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow. I just see the Lord on you. I see so much submission in your heart right now. So much,
yes.
so much submission to what the Spirit is having you do. There's some things that He's going to have you just shift and change. Even just the order of services, how you begin to operate the phone lines. It's going to be a bit difficult for some people because they're going to come on expecting to hear a prophetic word, which you will be able to give them. But there's moments where the Lord is just going to have you speak. There's moments where the Lord is just going to have you exhort the people just to begin to switch up and shift some things and stretch, enlarge your territory. And I'm just loving this new thing that God is doing in you. And I'm very honored and proud to know someone like you, know someone that is moving with the wind of the Spirit. I truly praise God for that submission that's on you right now.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And I see the Lord giving you favor in areas of health.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was someone that prayed, Sister Stephanie. That was a live prayer.
That was a prayer the woman of God was on. It was, I believe, her first time on, and if you're listening, Stephanie, do call. This woman of God came on, and I kept it, and the Lord said, replay it. I didn't play it all because she just wept. She just wept. And me and my queen, we were just in tears, and she just wept. And I said, I was praying, and the Holy Spirit said, get that for tonight. And
wow.
I don't. It's like she appeared, and I'm praying that she would appear back. And yes, Prophet, go ahead.
That's how it felt. I thought it was live. It actually was live spiritually.
Yes.
It still had that anointing on it. And I would just like to say to her that there was a quickening that He's doing with her. There was a speeding up spiritually that He's doing with her right now. And I hope that she is really ready for what God is getting ready to do for her. And also your son in the faith, Prophet Adrian. I just wanted to confirm, and I'm just seeing a lot of strength. The strength of the Lord is upon him.
My God.
And he's going to do some things that no one else is qualified for. So
wow.
His frame and his size is indicative of the power that he's going to move in this season.
Wow. Prophet, as I love to do, I'm going to see if I can bring him back in. I hope I get the right number. Praise God. All of this is by faith. Let me see. Prophet Adrian. Prophet Adrian.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Good. I introduce you to a mighty young man of God, Prophet Travis. God bless you both. Go ahead, Prophet Travis.
How are you doing, Prophet Adrian?
All right. How you doing, Prophet Travis? Nice to meet you.
God bless you. Did you hear the words that I just said?
Yes, sir. I heard every word you said. It made me stand up.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for what the Lord is doing with your hands and ministry. I even see you now with construction gear on. Got a hard hat on. You're ready to do some work. So you get ready for what God is going to begin to show you. Just begin to log and jot these things down. Because as a prophet, you're definitely going to have to be good at writing and keeping notes, a little notepad on you or something. Because God is going to do a beautiful thing with you. Also see you taking a trip to somewhere abstract, somewhere alone, similar to a woods or the mountains or something like that. But there's something peculiar in particular that God wants to show you, and he won't show it to nobody else but you. He'll only put the responsibility on you to share it. You're going to have a beautiful wilderness experience in nature. It's going to boost you up. It's going to heal something.
Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wow. I really thank God for you. You are very strong in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. You are welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an awesome move of God. This night, the Spirit of God is moving. And if I were you, and I see the phone lines are lit up, I would call 347-539-5173. I'm here with Prophet Travis, awesome man of God. I feel something moving now. Could you stay with me, Prophet? I feel led to get some more calls in. Let's see what the Holy Spirit has tonight for the people of God. Can you do that, man of God?
Sure.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. I'm going to go to another phone line. I have a 205 area code. I'm coming to you right now. Get ready. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hi, Rod.
God bless you.
Hi, it's Candace and Jermaine.
Hey, Roger.
God bless you. Candace and Jermaine, I love you both. And you're all called, is that Mississippi?
Alabama.
I get them mixed up. Let me introduce you to someone. I asked about you the other day, Candace. This is, here with me is Prophet Travis. Prophet Travis, Jermaine, and Candace.
How are you both?
I'm doing good, Prophet Travis.
All right. I bless the Lord for you. Y'all two friends?
Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord. I just see a sheet or almost like a mantle, I want to say, a covering. And I first saw a female. So, Candace, the Lord is covering some things in your life, cover you in some particular areas in your life. Be encouraged. Continue to stay in prayer. Definitely, there's a season where God is going to renew some things that was dried up before. But just stay encouraged. You stay under His presence, because this season is a very stormy season spiritually, and the enemy is really attacking a lot of the saints, trying to get them out of their zone, a favor. So I just bless the Lord for you. I want you to stay connected to this wonderful man of God, and you definitely will go places. He will definitely keep you in the vine. Amen.
Jermaine?
Yes, sir.
What a surprise, huh?
Yeah.
Prophet, would you speak to Jermaine, whatever the Holy Spirit has?
Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your man of God. I thank you for his life, the season of his birth. I thank you that you are doing a work within him, a work that is awesome, a work that is mighty, that you are pouring upon him your spirit of wisdom, understanding, revelation, knowledge.
Yes.
So I'm asking you to give him favor in areas of school, whatever it is that he has been mind to study. Give him favor with professors, favor with teachers, and favor, Lord, not with friends, but with brothers. Just, for Lord God, this thing, this schooling or this training that you have before him is something that's going to propel him further into ministry, something that's going to give him the edge in his future. Father, I thank you. I even thank you for, Lord God, his relationship with his mom. And I'm asking that, Lord, whatever situations, Lord, that can be brought up to speak, whatever areas of the relationship that can be repaired, Lord, I thank you for your hand within the mix. Oh, Father, I'm asking that you would raise him up as a mighty leader, a general in his generation, that you show him that there is a leader within him, that he has the ability and the capacity to lead a generation, Lord God, into enlightenment through Christ, that they can be positive, that they can know who they are in you, know who they are in your spirit. But, Father, I thank you for the anointing that you placed upon his life. I thank you for where he is now and also the place that you're getting ready to take him. Father, keep your wings over him. Keep your wings over his mind. Allow his mind to stay in a place of peace as he meditates in your presence. I'm asking that you would even download and impart revelations to him that would blow his mind, revelations that would take him into an area that may be controversial, but an area that will lead to the liberation of those that are in your church, that you would use him as a Moses, that you would use him as a great liberator to liberate the minds of those that are boggled down by religion. That you would use him in an unorthodox way, that you would use him, Lord God, and give him a new form, a new format, a new method. And Lord God, with that new format, that new method, that you would, when the time comes, sons and daughters that will come unto him, disciples, that he would begin to teach, that he would be a head of a new thing in the body of Christ, that he would be a forefather at the forefront of a new move of God. Father, I thank you. I'm asking that you would bless him beyond his wildest dreams as he begins to speak forth what thus saith the Lord, what the word of God says. That is, he begins to speak forth what you are saying, not what the circumstances are dictating, but what your spirit is saying, that you would give him great manifestations, powerful manifestations, that the words of his mouth shall come to pass. That you would even begin to show him that his words, your word in his mouth, your word in his belly, can affect creation, can affect the angels of God, that every demon has to submit to the anointing that's upon his life. Oh, Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm asking that, Lord God, if there be a connection, Lord God, between these two, your sons and daughters,
yes,
that it will flourish and that it will be fruitful and multiplication will take place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So powerful. I, of course, didn't share this with Prophet Travis, but let the people know about your ministry and what happened this past Monday, I believe. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Sir?
Yes.
What happened? Oh, I will be ministering at my church on Monday morning at 10:30.
This coming Wednesday, Monday.
Yeah, and Wednesday morning at 10:30.
Wow. Jesus.
Now, this is your first time as far as with your pastor?
Yes, sir. And right now he got me in, like, training. Give me air.
Holy Ghost.
It's like the spring.
Thanks. Training. You're being just because your leadership is upon you, so you can't run away from it. You're going to catch a mantle.
Thank you, Jesus.
So make sure you're present when your Elijah is taken up by a whirlwind into heaven.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Chief.
Awesome. Candace?
Thank you.
Yes?
Love you. Haven't heard from you in a while. And what a night. Prophet Travis is with me, and I definitely... I wanted him to speak into your lives. I think this is amazing, and I thank God for you both.
Thank God for you also. I've just been gone for a while because I've been in class.
Yeah.
I've been having class, night classes.
Great.
He's getting out late. Yep. I just ended, well, my semester will end tomorrow, and I'll start back again on Monday.
Awesome. And thank God for you. As you know, we love you, and much success to you in your endeavors. Anything, Prophet Travis, before they leave?
And this, do you sing?
Am I safe?
No, do you sing?
Oh, yes, I do.
You do? Your voice,
yes,
is gonna,
I do.
Your voice is going to be strengthened, and there's going to come a season where your voice is going to be as a trumpet. It's going to be very loud. I'm not talking about the volume, but I'm just talking about the effects of your words, the effects, the magnitude of how God is going to use you as far as speaking is concerned. It's going to be massive.
Wow, I've been praying for that.
It's going to be massive. I see you as an advocate, a defender of the oppressed.
Wow. Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
I see you as the oppressed. And this sounds strange, but cook some more.
What was that?
Cook some more.
Okay.
Be good at cooking. I don't know why I'm saying that, only God knows, but make sure you're good at cooking.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything to him, so don't y'all look at me. You know I don't play that. Yeah, and if I don't let y'all go, he going to walk all up in y'all. Praise God. Jermaine, hear what he said concerning your mother. I noticed the prophet said something. I knew that struck a chord with you in a good way. Did you hear that, Jermaine?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, he mentioned your mother. And yes.
Yeah. What was he saying again?
I think the phone probably breaking up on his line.
Yeah, my phone started breaking up. For me, I heard something about it.
I was just praying, and I was seeing something concerning your relationship with your mom, that God is going to, whatever areas that's lacking, maybe in communications or or areas of transparency, that God is going to bring ease to those areas. And then, so in other words, the relationship is going to be on the way up. So just focus on being more vocal with each other, and then from there it's just going to go up. So just encourage each other, and it's going on up from there.
Okay.
EJ, it's not your mom, it's my mom.
That's who he's saying.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Me and her mom used to be real close. I had a dream that God was going to bring us back together again.
Wow, you and your mom?
No, her mom. Her mom was like a mother to me. But some of the stuff got in between. But I had a dream that God was mending us back together. Because the communication had stopped for a while.
Wow. Okay. That's what. And then, you know, it's the funny thing about that. Sometimes when the man of God or the woman of God begins to pray and God begins to show us some things and we begin to call them out, a lot of times, however God speaks it to us, the terminology that he uses, we just use that. So
that's right.
God will only speak to you through what you know. So in other
that's
words,
right.
If you're ghetto and you only know ghetto slang, God is only going to speak to you through ghetto slang. So in ministry, the more educated you are, not to say, you know, you just rely on knowledge, but the more expanded you are, the greater the avenue that God can speak. So for whatever reason, I was like, okay, I'm seeing something with him and his mom. You know, God knows. I don't, you know, this is what you said. I'm just speaking forth. But you're like, you are able to catch the interpretation. He was like, oh, okay. I know which mother he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
You know, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes I'll say something like, I said something about make sure Candace is a good cook. I don't know why. And she asked me, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know. If I did, I would tell you, you know. So, you know, sometimes I get the interpretation, but not all the time. Sometimes I'm like,
that's
I don't know why.
Yeah.
This is what God said. Boom, boom, boom. There it is. So you take that prayer. You do what you got to do. I'm just a messenger. I'm out. On to the next one. You know what I mean?
That's right. You all, I know you received it, and what the prophet was saying is so true. You see prophets in the Bible, they had questions. A little boy was sick, and the question was asked by Jesus, where's the parents? You know, and so when he said that, and so you must call her mom.
Yeah, I do.
There it is. And so the prophet was speaking into, as he said, where you are. This is awesome. I'm sitting here smiling.
Yes, it is.
God is so good. And this is your first time talking to my good friend, Prophet Travis. You know we love you.
Yes.
We love you both.
I love you,
Thank you. Thank you again. You know we're going to be talking. I'm sure you got greatly blessed by Prophet Travis. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Candace. What an awesome God we serve. That was totally awesome. Praise God. Let's talk about that a little bit before we go to the many callers. Prophet, so many times, this is why God uses his servants, male and female, because people need to understand that word of knowledge that comes is. You know, sometimes people call it prophecy, but it's also that word of knowledge that came upon you. And I knew by previous, they've been with us for some time, and I was excited when they called having you, the man of God, to speak into their lives. I think there's such edification that comes upon a people. When did you start knowing that the voice of the Lord was walking with you, Prophet Travis?
Anywhere from about 18-ish up, how it would, it started as, it was word of knowledge, gift of discernment of spirit, where, and what would happen was the prophet walks in a cloud of revelation. So to get the idea of what that means, I mean, picture a man or an individual walking in the street, and all you see is just a cloud, like a cloud around them, and in the cloud is flashes of lightning and eyes all over in the cloud.
Yes.
That means if when you come into the presence of a prophet, of a prophetess, you the strong gift of revelation, the realm of revelation that they walk in, most things are exposed. Everything is exposed, really. It's just up to that person to really tap in, open their eyes, open their ears, and begin to hear and see. But probably around 18 so, I would be around the person, and sometimes I would sense something about them. I would be in denial. I'm still in denial about a lot of things, but I'm learning. As I'm maturing, that denial is getting out of here. I mean, sometimes you see something, and you're like, Lord, please, no. I'd rather not believe that about this person. And I would sense something, and then what would happen shortly after, they would just spill their beans without me even asking.
That's unique because in the School of Prophets, and we're starting up again this Saturday, I was talking about the Bible says we're compassed with such a greater cloud of witnesses. And that is so true, Prophet, that when you come into the presence of the prophetic, all things are naked, spiritually speaking, and then God will deal with you. When he starts to deal with you, I did a writing on the mind of the prophet, or the prophetess. When the Holy Spirit takes you over, do you find that it's according to what setting you're in? If you're around a bunch of believers, and I mean people who are obedient to God, do you feel a more intense anointing falls upon you according to the worship? Talk about that, Prophet Travis.
If I come into a house, and let's just say I'm walking in probably maybe 10, 15 minutes after the service started, and they're doing praise and worship. Dependent on the songs and or the individuals that are orchestrating the praise and worship service, the musicians, depending on their levels of anointing, it's very important that they live a consecrated and holy lifestyle. When the individual comes in, the prophet comes in, and the music is on point, it's very easy for him to just really go into a realm and just really begin to perceive and pull down things, and he begins to operate. He goes into his lab and begins to work on some things in the atmosphere just behind the scenes. So, but if the music is dry and there's no anointing, it can be difficult and quite frustrating. Because it's like, okay, God, I know you want to say something, but why can't I tap in? What's blocking me? So sometimes the anointing, if there's no spirit in the house, it's hard. He has to really focus to find out what it is that God wants to say. But for sometimes I don't know what it is. Like, if I'm around a group of unbelievers, sometimes I tend to be more, it's a bit easier for me to say what God wants to say. And I personally believe that's because just how graceful God is and just who he is as a person, although he's not in agreement with their lifestyle, it just shows how much he is interested in saving their souls. So for tongues is not for unbelievers. Prophecy is. Prophecy is like, sir, I don't know you. We never met before. But God said, if you do this one more time, this is your last shot. Do, whatever. Or, or I don't know, lady, I don't know what you're going through, but God says there's a check in the mail, and it's going to be this and this such amount of money. So I don't know. I tend to be more perceptive around unbelievers. Around believers, fear creeps in. Because you know the person is saved, you definitely know the person is going to test you out, they're going to try you out. Some believers have hang-ups on the prophetic, and, you know, we can't really blame them for that. So sometimes it's a bit difficult, but I find I'm more perceptive outside of believers. But around believers, if the atmosphere is correct, it's easy. So the atmosphere is everything.
That is so powerful. Right now, I just got the news on Facebook. Our dear sister, the niece of Christine Davis, has passed. There was a car accident. We want to pray right now, Prophet, for this family. The sisters' circle. I was invited on this powerful prayer ministry, and she has passed. This was the niece of Christine Davis. Prophet, I'm going to ask you, because they're so close, to pray for this family.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
My God, Father, we come before you humble. We come before you as your children, Lord God. You said
yes.
To mourn with those that are mourning. You know,
yes.
Father, we rend our hearts on behalf of this family.
Yes.
We cast dust upon our head. We tear our garments on behalf of this
family.
Oh, Father, we ask that you would just show up as the mighty God that you are, the God that knows how to heal, the God
yes,
that
God.
Is a peace in a troubled time, in a troubled mind. I'm asking
yes.
that you would just show yourself mighty, show yourself as the great comforter. Oh, Father,
yes.
I'm asking that you come. I come against, Lord God, that spirit of death that might want to be greedy and take somebody
yes.
else out while he's at it.
Yes.
I rebuke
yes.
you, spirit of death,
rebuke
right now in the name
of right
Jesus.
Now, in the name
you
of
shall
Jesus.
Not have fruit. You shall. Your assignment is canceled, Father.
Your assignment
Lord
is
God,
canceled.
I'm asking that you comfort that family. Do something new, Lord God. Give them a blessing just to show them
yes.
that you know.
Oh,
oh
God.
Lord God, you know that they are hurting, but you just want to show, I know.
Yes, God.
But I love you.
Love
it's okay
God.
To grieve.
Yes,
there
is
it is. There is a time to cry.
Yes.
There is a time to be hurt.
But
yes. Lord God, I speak into the future, to the time that when they are rising up with eagle's wings, ready to have a new outlook on life, ready
oh,
to appreciate life even more.
Even more.
To know that you only get one shot.
Hallelujah.
And after this is your eternal destination.
Hallelujah.
Father, we lift them up high before you. Cast your
yeah.
eyes upon them. Send the angels to begin to comfort them, Lord God, as they grieve.
Yes,
I'm
God.
Asking that you would give them favor, Lord, with finances.
Favor,
to prepare,
Lord.
To prepare to put their loved one to rest, Lord God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord God, we're sorry on their behalf.
Sorry on their behalf, God.
But we just ask God. That you lift them up, cover them under your blood, keep them from the spirit of depression,
mm-hmm.
spirit of defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we
Hallelujah.
Cancel the assignment of generational curses right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
We ask that you would just cover them while they're driving their cars. Keep them, Lord God, from drunk drivers.
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
that's not paying attention, aggressive drivers. Keep them totally and completely safe.
Yes.
Cover them under the mighty blood of Jesus. And surround them with the holy angels in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Prophet, I thank God for you. I praise God for you. I really do. I have a 443 area code. Prophet, you are such a strength to me tonight. May God bless you greatly. I have a 443. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, sir.
Love your lands.
I got your best friend on the line.
Yes.
Hi.
Are you serious?
How
you doing,
How
best
you?
Friend? I'm doing wonderful. I have Lance and my best friend, we'll call you. I have Prophet Travis with me. Mighty man of God. He's been with me during this broadcast tonight, and the Holy Spirit just been moving. Prophet Travis, this is Lance. I'm sure you heard him before. And, oh, you'll get me later. Give me your name again. Janae. I'm sorry. Get me later. This is Prophet Travis.
Hello. How are you?
I'm tremendously blessed. How have you been doing?
Oh, I am well. I am really well.
You are well. I think.
Yes.
I honor the Lord for you and for where he's getting ready to take you. I just need you to make sure you always wear a smile. Always wear a smile. Your smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you, your smile is going to be key to to a lot of doors that's going to open up for you. Your smile is going to set the atmosphere. You have some people in their praise sets the atmosphere, their shout sets the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Jesus, untie my bow tie. Everybody should have bought a Honda. I bought a Mazda. But
I love me some Prophet Travis.
your smile is going to open up a door. Spirit, where I am, I don't know what you look like, but I do know you. The Lord has shown off when he made you.
She's pretty.
My God.
You are very beautiful.
Thank you. It's for Hey. He is just amazing.
How do you think she got me?
Oh goodness. I'm praying for Lance. I really am, y'all.
How do you think she got me? Smile.
Wow. So y'all in a relationship? I ain't trying to get in y'all business.
We are friends. We are close friends, yes.
Oh, okay. But I told Lance something 2 days ago, but perhaps he'll let you know, if the Lord will. But I lift you up, Sister Janae, in the spirit right now. I really exalt you in the spirit of the Lord, that he will definitely use you as a place of comfort.
Yes.
For individuals. That he would use you to counsel, to give awesome counsel. I pray that as you give counsel, you will pull people out of their negativity, out of just them wallowing in the circumstance, and you will begin to show them the brighter side of life, the greener grass. And with that, it's going to open up their heart, open up their mind. You're going to get them to stop and think, and that's when God is going to flip your switch, and now you're going to begin to give them a dose of reality.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
So, he's going to turn you into a different person when you come into a new company, just like what happened to Saul when he got into the company of prophets. He turned into a different man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that prophetic anointing, that prophetic anointing that's on you is going to turn you into a different woman at times.
Amen. I receive
and,
that.
You're going to start to get some dreams. And
she's been having that.
I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to show you who you are to entrust the information that the dream shows you.
Amen. Okay.
So that they'll help you in terms of interpretation. But I definitely want you to stay connected to Daddy Ownsby. And
I will definitely.
That's a new one.
Yeah, and I see a loaf of bread. Don't know why, but I want you to take eat.
Okay.
So
take
that bread.
Okay.
Do you take personal communion?
I do not.
All right. When you get a chance, while you do some prayer and, you know, reading your mm-hmm. word, just take, you know, a piece of bread, take some grape juice, and have communion. Mm-hmm. Just you and Jesus. And Jesus, doing that for you personally, he's going to become realer than you ever imagined. He's even going, if you allow him, he will even comment. He will even comment on the clothes, the color, the way you wear your hair, your shoes. Yeah. Take Jesus out the bottle. And I promise you.
Amen.
People will say you're kooky, but you don't got to worry about that. They'll say you're weird, you're spooky. Don't worry about that. You're like, listen, you don't know my Jesus.
Amen.
My Jesus gives me style tips. So, you know, we're that close. Because the thing is, we really got to come out of religion and really be like followers of Christ. If the Lord Jesus was a person and still is, why is it that when he went to heaven, he seemed so disconnected from our daily issues? He's still the same. So that's why when the Lord appears before people, he's normally wearing a white robe because that's what he personally likes to wear. All right. So you go get your communion thing in order, and you're going to be all right. Take eat of that bread. It's going to give you the strength to go on the journey that is ahead of you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Prophet. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
You've been a blessing tonight, that's for sure.
I know that's right.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
Janice and Lance, you guys got a surprise tonight.
Jermaine.
Did I call you Jermaine?
Janae.
I said Lance. And it's Janice.
Janae.
Yes.
Janae. I'll stop messing with you. That's what you get when you leave and don't come back and don't call. Praise God.
Oh, okay.
Don't call nobody.
No, she ain't even.
Okay.
Okay, so you owe me.
Okay, you got that one. I'll be on.
Love you both. You guys know you're in our hearts, and thank you for receiving this mighty man of God, Prophet Travis. We'll be talking to y'all later.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. This is so awesome. Hallelujah. I'll be right back with my good friend, Prophet Travis. Stay right there.
And without making a lot of noise. Just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today. And tell him, say, Lord, I just want you. I don't know what we would do without you. Because we depend on your soul. And we can't make it without you.
I just
you are listening to Prophecy Alive, and I'm here with Prophet Travis. And I'm telling you right now, I know you're waiting. We're coming to you. So open your hearts wide. We never know what our good friend, the Holy Spirit, will do. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you. My brother, it's such a privilege and an honor. This is our first time doing this, but as you know, the Holy Spirit is spontaneous. And we thank God for what God has done and is doing. You know, you mentioned a storm in the spirit realm, and it is so true. This is the opportunity for God's people to really get into obedience. I've been on that for a while. We've been dealing with the witch of Endor and Saul's disobedience, and he lost the kingdom. And this is the time for God's people to really, really, really get consecrated, stay before the presence of the Lord, and know their assignment. Don't you think, Prophet Travis?
Yes, sir. And you know, as you said something about Saul when he was stripped of his kingdom because of his disobedience, because he was out of order, he got caught up in a storm of the Spirit.
Yes.
And there's moments where, although God anointed you and just blessed you mightily, your season of testing is right behind that blessing, to see if the blessing got you or you got the blessing. You know, I said something to my sister in Christ the other day, and it's a very controversial statement, but I mean, those will catch it. The Lord began to speak to me, and I came up with a slogan: be careful of them strippers.
Come on. Come on.
Now, they're like strippers. I don't go to the strip club. I'm saying you missing it. You got to catch it. Be careful
That's
of
right.
those that are strippers. Now, if you look at a stripper, as far as a career is concerned, they are women or men. They go, you know, they dance in a club, and they strip their clothes off for a living. Now,
yes.
if we can translate to the spiritual, we have those that are strippers spiritually. What they do is they come around you and they strip you of your anointing and your gifts and your blessings.
Talk about it.
So beware of those strippers. So in the time of the storm, you make sure you are in your basement. You are in your prayer closet of prayer time, that when everything is crumbling around, nothing can harm you by any means necessary. Amen.
My God, people, what you heard Prophet Travis say, catch that word, embrace it, because Satan is out to sift us as wheat, and the spirit of leeches and the strippers. I love that. That's powerful. And, you know, an example in the Word of God, Prophet, was Delilah and Samson.
Hmm. She was not playing around. She was like, look, I'm going to use my body. I'm going to use my looks. I'm going to strip you of your power. How are you going to strip someone of their anointing, something that which you can't even carry, that you're not even made for? But that will not stop them. If I can't have it, you can't either. You hear it all the time when you have couples. A man is leaving a woman for another woman, or whatever the case is. What she does, she will severely mar the man, throw acid in his face.
Yeah.
And her motive is, if I can't have him, you ain't going to have him. So that's how some people are in your life. You really have to beware of the thieves of your destiny.
My God. My God. Oh, God, we thank God for opening up this tonight. The Holy Spirit is taking it and doing what he wants to. I have a 614 area code. I'm coming to you now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Yes, I'm so glad you took my call. I still remember you talking to me last week, but this time I just want to hear what the Lord says. We've heard many things even today, but I just want to hear what God says.
Praise God. Praise God. I have with me my guest and friend, Prophet Travis. Tell me your name again, woman of God.
Sister Lou.
This is Sister Lou. Sister Lou, Prophet yes. Travis.
How are you, Sister Lou?
I'm blessed of God.
Yes. I see the Lord touching your mind all over. I see him touching the left side of your brain, the right side, the front, the back, the top. What's there is a storm in your mind, such wind, such dust, such, it's, I just see chaos going on in your mind. Are you a professional worrier? Do you worry a lot?
Well, I suppose during this season that we're going through a very big trial.
My goodness. I want you to read Psalms and read it out loud.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is it's going to open up some things unto you in your atmosphere. It's also going to unlock some things in your mind. Read Psalms out loud, because what's going to happen is it's going to change you from the victim to the victor.
Yeah.
So it's going to, I see you as, you look like a bodybuilder. And I mean that to say, after you begin to read these Psalms and it begins to enrich your atmosphere, read the word out loud. What's going to happen? The angels are going to begin to come down. They're going to help empower you. You have to begin to speak life into your situation. Speak what the word of God says. So as you read the Psalms, it's going to turn you into a warrior. You're going to become fearless. You're going to become a new you, a new Lou.
Huh. Oh, shit.
How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Father, I thank you for your daughter Lou right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we bring
yes.
her before you, O Lord God. We even lay hands on her in the spirit to lift her out of her pit, O Father. The trials that she's going through, I thank you that it will become a testimony, that this test will become a testimony, that the mess will become a message. Strengthen her now. Place your arms around her shoulder. And cover her. Let your security take control of her mind right now. This thing that I see you doing in her mind, I praise you for it, because I know that it's a rewiring of the chemicals in the mind, that it's a rewiring of the habits and the neurological patterns, the brain, the mind patterns, the way she thinks in her mind is beginning to shift and turn around. I thank you for this thing you're doing in her heart, that you have your hand upon her heart now, that it's beginning to have a wonderful red color. Father, thank you. Strengthen her feet. Let her knees no longer buckle, but stand strong. Add strength to her back, that as she stands on the word of God, as she begins to quote these psalms out loud, that the angels of war will begin to come and war on her behalf and begin to shift and shake some things, begin to shift some things into a new gear, begin to put some things that are not correct out of place and begin to place things that are in, that are supposed to be there. I thank you, Lord God, as she takes this instruction, that she would heed it, that she would eat it, that she would put it into practice, and that she will see manifestation, and that she will come back saying, look what the Lord has done. Father, I thank you for this woman of God, that you, where you have called her to be, she will rise even now. She will take her place. She will sit on the throne that you have given her, and she will go forth in the power and might, in the Holy Ghost, in the power, and in the name of Jesus Christ, her Lord and her Savior, she is more than a conqueror. And I thank you for the victorious mentality coming upon her now.
My
and the
God.
Conqueror's anointing to come upon her now. And as she begins to pray and call forth some things and attack some things that are demonic, she will begin to see the enemy's kingdom fall and crumble right before her very eyes. That it shall turn into dust and blow away like the shaft.
Yes.
Thank you for Lou, Lord God. Do this thing in her new. I ask you on the behalf of your servants, the prophets, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Lou.
Thank you so much.
Love you now.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Well. Jesus.
And down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
My God. God is so awesome. I'm telling you, man of God, I will let you know something by the Holy Spirit. Let's see how I can say this. Not only is such an accuracy, Lou is such a special woman of God, and the trials and this storm you saw, and the her mind, and how you went inside of her mind, Prophet. It's as though you were sitting next to me during the conversation. Now, I don't say this for self-glory. We give God the glory. I say this to bless you. Something that I know, and how God just gave it to you. God just gave it to you. And you went there, and she was so edified. I can hear it in her voice. You see, people of God, the level of your let me say it this way. The level of your faith, your love and your faith. God looks at the love of God. See, faith works by the love of God. Your faith will never rise above the love of God in you. In other words, without God's love, faith is void. It's the love of God. You find people with great compassion, they have great anointings. The scripture says Jesus was moved with compassion. Prophet Travis, totally, totally awesome to think that I'll even, you know, share with you off the air. Just let you know that this is totally God. I thank God. I'm here with my friend, Prophet Travis. I have another call, 614. Let me go to a 561. The Holy Spirit is showing me this. 561, area code. I'm coming to you now.
Hi, Roger. This is Gabri. How are you?
Gabri, God bless you. Gabri, I'm so excited for what God is doing. Gabri, I'm here with a tremendous prophet of God. His name is Prophet Travis. Prophet Travis, this is Gabri. God bless you all.
Nice to meet you.
God bless you, Gabri. Is it Gabrielle for short?
It's a secret. I'm just joking. It's Gabrielle. You're close.
Wow. How have you been doing, Gabri?
I've been doing good. Just a lot of transitioning. God has opened up a new door this year, and I'm excited, a bit uncertain, but definitely open for what God has to do, what God is going to do. So that's where I'm at, just waiting on the Lord.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And yourself?
Oh, man, I'm doing tremendously good. I mean, I'm just excited to be here just to, if I can, assist the people of God with whatever he shows me, I just share.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for being a blessing.
Absolutely. To God be the glory. What it is, sometimes, because, you know, just to enter into the mind of a prophet a little bit, what happens is, I mean, you have prophets and seers. I don't want to get too specific. Prophets and seers. A prophet is someone who hears. They can see through a dimension, but they mainly hear, or
yes,
they know.
Yes.
The seer is one that sees. He sees to the 10th degree, I mean, versus
mm-hmm.
just the prophet. But all true seers, or all true seers are prophets. So
mm-hmm.
the
yes.
seers were first.
Amen.
See. So sometimes the way how I get my information, depending on the level, sometimes you can actually see through your physical eyes what it is that you, what it is before you, whether it's an angel, a demon, or a sickness or whatever. Or one of the common ways, it's in the picture of your mind. God will show you what it is that the individual is dealing with, or just the situation, whatever the context is. Or sometimes you don't see, you don't hear, but it's a knowing, but it translates into a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when I heard your voice, I smiled. That's how, and then I heard your voice. I heard the joy in your voice. So I know that you are on top. You're not under, you're on the winning side. And this is not a disrespect to the previous callers who are struggling. Everybody's struggling. But I say this to you personally, that you're ahead of the game. You are already prophetically minded.
Yes.
Amen.
So
wow.
you're like, you're there. Your eyes are open. And I just saw, be encouraged. It's not to spook you, but just to know that anytime your blessing is on the way, the enemy is like, always trying to snatch you out of your zone. I saw a demonic hand reach for your neck to grab a necklace, to pull a necklace off of your neck, but the hand was pulled back.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus.
So I really thank God for the protection on your life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you,
Jesus,
with your daughter, Gabri. We thank you for where she is right now.
Yes.
Oh, Father, I'm asking that you give her favor with leasing contracts, agreements. Give her favor in that area, oh, Father. Touch her landlord in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Touch her landlord. Peace.
Sure.
Peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, there's some people that's talking about her, talking trash. But Lord, I thank you that them same haters going to be her elevator. That she will begin to trample upon every serpent, every python, and she will begin to rise, come forth from the forest to the kingdom, to the forefront of the army of God. I thank you for her prayers, for her prayers have come up to you as a sweet-smelling savor. That her heart, the condition of her heart, her genuineness, the love that is flowing forth, I see it coming forth as just like rainbows, like a color.
Whoa, Jesus.
That whoever it comes in contact will begin to be drawn to the presence of God that's on her life. And with that, Father, you will cause a rumbling in her belly that there's going to be a message for that person.
Wow.
And I pray, Lord, that confidence will come upon her, that she will begin to not wonder, should I say it, should I not say it, but she shall speak it forth with confidence and boldness and saying, I don't know why, but this is what the Lord says to you. I don't know why, but I had a dream about you. I don't know why, but you were on my spirit today. What's been going on? That, Lord, you would use certain areas of intercession, that it will begin to change and begin to revolutionize some things around her family. That you would bless her, Lord God. Allow the family to also be saved in faith because of her service to you, that as she continues to consecrate and lay prostrate before you, you will place your mantle around her. You will place your presence, your cloud, your glory cloud will come upon her in the night vision, that you would even take her, Lord God, into newer realms in your spirit. But I thank you that there is a circle, there is a group of people that are there to be her cushion, that are there to be her support system, that are there that can understand what she is saying, what she is going through. Lord God, bring clarity to the mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That every storm in her mind, every storm in her spirit shall stop
Sure. Yes, Lord Jesus.
That every issue with the health shall cease.
Yes, Father.
As she begins to grab hold and claim healing, as she begins to speak the word of God, speak what God says about her situation and not the enemy, she will begin to see that her environment and her situation will begin to change. She will begin to come into a knowledge that she realizes that even her thoughts have the power to affect, have the power to create manifestation. Thank you for this washing of the mind that is taking place.
Yes.
Washing away of all the negative things that may have been said about her. Washing away all of the word curses.
Yes.
That told her she's not good enough. That told her no one's ever going to want her. That told her she's only good enough to be this and be that. But I rebuke that and I rebuke them in the name of Jesus, that they will live to see the greatness of God come forth on her life.
Yes, Father.
That she will be like an eagle that flies high and looks low. But that, Lord, she will still be so merciful when she see her enemy suffering. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do. Touch her now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Very powerful.
Yes.
So God be the glory.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
My God.
The word of God is wrapped around your neck. That's now I know. You are wearing a word around your neck. You're wearing a prophecy around your neck. And there's some things that, you know, people are going to say to you, prophets are going to come and minister to you. You have to wear them around your neck. You have to become pregnant with it. You have to, and then you have to birth it. And sometimes it takes time. Some things you have to be patient for.
Okay.
And the enemy tried to snatch it, pull it off your neck, but it's still around your neck tonight. So know this, that your word is coming forth.
Oh my God.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless. Really encouraging.
I love you. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys too.
God bless you, Gabby.
God bless you too, Roger.
Love you now.
Okay, love you too.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Fresh wind blowing this way. Holy Ghost fire.
God is moving. Ha, chop, chop, chop. People of God, get ready. We got about 10 minutes. God is so awesome. He is so awesome. Hallelujah. I give you praise. Fresh wind blowing this room.
You will soon be on the radio, man of God.
I'm listening, prophet.
You will soon be on the radio. Your voice, is going to bring just peace and relaxation to those weary souls. You will speak with the voice of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Your voice is the golden voice. You will be on the radio soon. Don't worry about anything. You are the prophet. You are the man of God. Anything you need is at your mouth's disposal.
Hallelujah.
And that's how it works with the prophet. He must watch his words. He must watch his thoughts. He must watch his heart. Because the same He has an anointing for manifestation.
Mm.
That's why the prophet, he will goes through the most intense training, because he has to make sure that what he is saying is the word of the Lord. That's why when it's not good to minister when you're angry.
That's true.
Because you will kill someone with your words.
Yes. That's so true.
Mandala.
It's
almost like the prophets have to go, they have to be delivered.
Before they
need to be delivered. They need to be go through a class, a session where they are delivered psychologically and mentally.
That's so true.
Because you have people out there that are considered madmen, mad women, crazy. But the truth of the matter is some of them, all they are is messed up prophets.
That's true.
And the information that was coming to them, they did not have a proper system to help them maintain and filter out the information.
That's true.
So they went crazy. That's why we must be surrendered, like you said.
That is so true.
Because when we begin to minister, we transcend the physical realm. We're sitting one place, but God has us walking through someone's house. God has us in someone's body, looking through their eyes.
Come on, come on.
Sounds crazy, but it's true.
It's true. Yes, it is.
So when God begins to bring forth the true prophets again, it ain't going to be prophet so-and-so is in town, everybody's going to be there. No, it's going to be scanty. They're going to have people. It's going to go back to prophets in town. I'm fasting for 3 days because I don't want
it to see. That's it.
I don't
want
to smell, touch, hear, taste.
You know, I thank God for Prophet Travis. I thank God for this awesome. It's a rest, but it's at the same time, it's strength. God is so good, and he's going to come right back in. And while Prophet Travis is getting ready to come back in, before I go to the lines, we might have to extend it for 15 minutes or so. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, my good partners, Prophecy Alive will not be on the air. I will be in Lafayette. We'll be preaching at the Bethlehem Holy Healing Temple with fine young man, Prophet and Pastor Brandell. His lovely wife called me, and we keep him in prayer. I will be there at their ministry. It is 505 South 3rd Street in Lafayette, Indiana. Zip code is 47905. This is in Lafayette, Indiana, at the Bethlehem Holy Healing Temple. Fine young man, Prophet and Pastor Brendel Jones, and his lovely wife, Marilyn Jones. We will be with them tomorrow night. Prophecy Alive will not be on the air. And I thank God for what he is doing by his spirit. I have my good friend, Prophet Travis, is back with me. God bless you, Prophet.
Oh, man, but I'm here.
Don't worry about it. I covered you. You know, these cell phones and this, sometimes we have that. But, man of God, God was using you to speak. Can I get another caller in while I have you before we go off the air?
Sure.
There's many more. We won't be able to get to all of them, and y'all know I hate that. But let me bring in 561 area code again. God bless you.
God bless you. How are the two of you doing?
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Woman of God is so good. I I thank God for what he's doing tonight. I have with me Prophet Travis. Prophet Travis, this is another woman of God, and she has the same voice as the other. I'll let her tell you what's going on. Introduce yourself to Prophet Travis.
Hi, my name is Daria. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm really excited to hear your voice for some reason.
Thank you. Well, the reason why I sound like the other person was because, you know, that the other person that you just spoke to is my twin sister.
Uh-huh. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So we're not trying to make prank calls. We're not trying to, you know.
Oh, no.
But that's awesome. It seems like I just got into the phone call, and it seems like, you know, a lot has been going on. God's moving, and you just gave Roger an awesome word, and that's just so amazing, and so amazing to see him encouraged, and so awesome to see what the Lord's going to do in Lafayette, Georgia, and even what he's doing through you, Travis.
Yes.
My goodness. You know, and then you would think that I'm talking to a twin, you would think God would show me a number two or something like that. Like, Lord, why have you hidden this from me?
Yeah, you sound like a prophet.
You know? And that's so peculiar because some people, they're like, all right, I want a word. They don't give no introduction, nothing. I want a word. And what it's like spiritually for me when I come before someone and they want me to minister to them, with that introduction, I have to take my sledgehammer and begin to break down walls to actually get to what I need to see and what I need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be like, all right, I'm trying to test him out. I'm trying to test his skill of his area of expertise. I'm going to intentionally blank myself out so that he can't see anything. That is so mean.
It's okay. You can vent. You can vent on this radio show. You can vent all
That's
you want.
Right.
I have to vent. And then you know what happen? You know what will happen after that? God will show me something real sticky.
Yes. Yes.
God, it's like, don't you do that to my man of God.
That's right.
Because I need your help. I need
That's
your
right.
help. I need your faith because we do this by faith. So a lot of times I'll say something and I'll ask the person, what does this mean? They're like, oh, you tell me. I'm like, if I knew, I would tell you. That's why I'm asking. I need some reciprocation so that I can be like, okay, this is that. Okay, that's what I was saying. Because we're building the Lego blocks.
Yes, yes.
You know, so people are funny, but nonetheless,
That's
God
good.
Is sovereign. He will do what he got to do, you know, and sometimes God will do, he will purposely cause me not to see anything. He'll cause me to say something real watery and just bland just because they did that.
I love it. This is good. Good teaching.
That's
so,
good. I like how you said that you need it, like you need some reciprocation sometimes. Because a lot of times we think that, you know, prophets, they know all the answers, that they don't need our help, that they have all the answers and they're supposed to just come down like you know, rain from heaven. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Sometimes it's like that, but it's a rarity you find someone that accurate. It's a rarity you find someone that can pick up like your hat and be like, okay, this is her name. This is what she looks like. Boom, 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 boom. Of course, they're out there, but it's a rarity because we're human. So,
that's good.
You know, we need to, like, sometimes, like, God can give me a download about someone I'm going to meet, or, like, for example, on the line, what happens is a lot of times after I'm done ministering to the first person, before he puts the next person on, I get an image.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'll say, okay, mm-hmm. This is what God is doing. He could show me you looking a certain way, and you look totally different. But it could just be a representation. Like, for example, if I say that you're a blonde, I see you with blonde hair, you may be a brunette. But maybe God is doing – maybe the fact that your hair is blonde, that can mean that there's a glory upon your life. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yes,
so we get the images,
yes.
And then we know
mm-hmm.
how to break it down. I talk to you, you
mm-hmm.
talk back to me, and then I know what I'm seeing.
That's good.
Mm, that's good. That's very good. So it pretty much takes practice, huh?
Huh?
So like you know how you were saying that God may give you an image, like the blonde hair. I mean, not necessarily mean that the person is blonde, but like you said, may mean that the glory of God. So like,
right.
So that's good to know too for someone who has the gift, who walks in that gift, but doesn't even is not how should I say adept in that gift yet, and
mm-hmm.
They don't know how to what to do with that image that they get, and they feel like okay, that maybe I was totally off. Really, they weren't. And they just have to, like, continue to allow the Holy Spirit to teach them or to teach them furthermore as to what that means. Or they have to continue to try on the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you saying about this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Any gift or calling you walk in, you've got to practice
mm-hmm.
it.
That's right.
You have to practice. So how do you practice it? I'm practicing it by doing what I'm saying now, upgrading
mm-hmm.
myself, making sure that I know how articulate I am, and just working on these things so that when I see something, I know what it means to me. For example, me and the man of God can see a green rabbit, or you know, and then for him, the green rabbit is a negative thing
mm-hmm.
because that's just how. It is for him. That's how God gave
yes.
it to him. Okay, men of God, when you see a green rabbit, this is what this means. For me, a green rabbit could be, you know, prosperity.
Right.
You know, so there's with the Spirit, there's never a set format. He's very
mm-hmm.
absolutely flexible. He,
yes.
you know, once we take him out the box, he does some awesome things. So, you know, I definitely want to, I think the call is over, but the recording is done. But I definitely want to pray with you before we part ways.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, before you do that, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can you guess what color my hair is?
She's bad. Prophet, I'm not going to let you get Prophet Travis into that. They do me like that. No, no, no. They are so sweet. They are so sweet. Tell my friend where you're from. Tell him where you all are from.
Well, we are from Germany. We were born in Frankfurt, Germany, but we lived in Germany for part of our lives, and then we moved to then we lived in Maryland for a little bit, but mainly in Germany. You know.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And where are you from, Travis?
Well, me, I was born and raised in New York City. Currently, I'm in Canada right now.
Oh.
But I will be going back to New York City soon. Yep, that's how it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, out here on a little R&R, but I'm definitely getting some rest because I think I have a lot of ministry work to do when I get back to New York.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you do. The matter of fact, that's where I'm going to meet you at. New York.
Really?
Yes, the Lord spoke to me about a man in New York. I never told you, Prophet, but you are that man.
My goodness.
Go ahead, you two. I don't want to interrupt. I'm enjoying this. Praise God.
All right. What's your name again?
It's Daria.
Daria. All right. Anything specific that you wanted me to pray about, you know, I mean, otherwise, whatever the Holy Spirit shows me, but anything specific you want me to mention?
No, whatever you get.
Okay.
Thank you.
Father, we give you the awesome praise, the praise that you deserve. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you for, Lord, the journey that you have called her upon.
Yes, God.
We thank you. Or even the state that she's in, or oh God, we know that it is not permanent, that there will be a moving, Lord God, concerning the next season. But Lord, I even thank you for the relationship with her sister, and I'm asking that the two of them would be a powerhouse in your kingdom. Oh. That they will begin to knock demons down like dominoes. That you would do something special concerning them and teen girls. Oh, Father. Well, I don't know what ministry, Lord God, or church they go to, but I'm asking that you would raise them up and begin to use them mightily for your glory. That, Lord, they are so open to the Spirit of God. I'm asking that you fail not to fill them to the brim and overflowing in your Spirit. Fire, Lord God, come upon them now, the fire to do the work of the Spirit of God, to begin to sing, Lord God, sing songs that will bring forth the fire of God, bring forth the heavenly presence down. Bless them, Lord God, with those that will be able to begin to play, Lord God, the pianos and the guitars and the drums that can orchestrate the tune that's going to come out of them. In the mighty, I see a large stage and you walking across it and you're just worshiping the Lord. You're just lost in his presence, taking people into a new level of praise and worship, a new level of glory. I see young people in the audience just raising their hands, crying out to God. This is going to be a new anointing on you. Stay open. Stay under the window of heaven.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. Give them favor with transportation.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, strengthen her feet that they will walk, Lord God. Walk the path that you have called us to walk on. She won't be the disturbed or deterred from the natural, the path that you have ordained for her. But that, Lord, you will open her eyes to begin to see you in a new light, to begin to see the areas that you want her to go into, the areas that you want her to pray about. Cover her now under your mighty blood. Put a force field around her so that no enemy can come and attack her. Lord God, I come against nightmares right now in the name of Jesus, night terrors, attacks of the enemy during sleep. I come against you. I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that she shall have sweet sleep, that you will give her your beloved sweet sleep. Oh, Lord God, that she will wake up refreshed with a song on her heart, with a psalm on her lips. Oh, Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pull her into a new realm. Pull her further, Lord God, into a new realm of your Spirit, where she shall be used at a greater capacity, that you are enlarging her coasts in the mighty name of Jesus. Use her, Lord, as a great encourager to begin to encourage men and women of God, that there will be an anointing on her for encouragement. I thank you, Lord God. It is a truth coming. There is a truth coming to her that will set her free, that will begin to break certain shackles and break certain chains. If there be any generational curses, Lord God, on the bloodline, I bind it, break it right now with the blood of Jesus. Any covenants, any initiations, oh God, I come against you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And render you powerless.
Yes.
Any dreams, Lord God, any sleep paralysis, any dreams, Lord God, where people have offered her food, I come against you in the mighty name of Jesus and declare her free, declare her clean, Lord God, before your presence. And that the enemy has no authority to even speak into her ear.
Yes.
Even, Lord God, show her areas of relationship, Lord God. Show her the truth about who is around her. And give her the strength to let loose those that you show her. And bring her into a circle of strong believers, those that will pull her, Lord, further to where you have called her to be. I thank you, Lord God, now that she is leaping forward in the Spirit. That she is leaping forward in her destiny.
Yes.
And as she begins to study, allow her to focus. Oh, Lord God.
Wow.
Allow her to focus. in the mighty name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I see you studying and reading a textbook, but sometimes lost of focus and sometimes you fall asleep. But you know what I think? She will begin to retain what she's reading, oh, Father, that there will be no leakage in the mind.
Jesus.
But that her mind is sealed.
Hey.
And there is no holes, Lord God, in her mind, but it's sealed.
My God.
Lord,
oh,
that
Jesus.
Hole in the heart is corked. That knife wound in the back is no more.
Hey, glory.
Those daggers in your belly are no more. Fire in your hand.
Yes, go ahead.
Fire on your head.
Fire on your head.
Vision, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Angelic visitation.
My God.
Your eyes will change. Your eyes will begin to twinkle different. Mandiribibiosa. Your eyes will begin to pierce. Rama mama man soto. I speak forth an unlocking in your seeing. Aman di di bio
sha. Yes.
Man di di bio sa. Rabata. I see your eyes before me now, blue like the sky. Kan di di bio sha ta. They shall glow. Thank you. Jesus, awaken the seer in you.
Yes.
I pull it. What do you see?
What do I see? I see a car right in front of me.
Spiritually speaking.
And a tree.
A tree. Anna.
Oh.
Oh, dear God.
Oh. Hey,
exercise. Stay connected to the vine. You're going to get fed real well. Mind us.
Yes.
Uncharted territory, so I'm going to stop it there. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was amazing. You don't even know that I just left the library and I was studying. So.
Jesus.
And for so long, I felt like there was like a hole in my mind. That prevents me from learning. That prevented me from learning and understanding and retaining things.
Jesus.
My God.
But no more.
No more. You see it. And this is what we call out what we see because it's there.
Yes.
Mm. And there's so much saints that they are wounded. They say they're filled with the Holy Ghost, but they have no idea the damage they still walk around with.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm glad that the Lord has been doing, like, a work in me, you know, because I'd rather be clean than go out there all damaged. You know what I mean? Oh.
That's right. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. Your eyes are gonna be open now. So.
A lot of other things that you're saying too were you know right on. Oh.
What color is your eyes?
Why don't you guess?
Well, you heard what I said.
It's brown.
You see what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I spiritually saw they were blue.
Blue, yes.
Awesome! Wow.
And the color blue deals with heavenly.
Yes, yes.
Heavenly blue is grace, it's might, revelation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Life.
Amen.
Deep,
awesome.
deep as the ocean. What color is your hair?
It's black.
Black. See.
Awesome.
So, you know, if I don't know. You know, I don't do anything to bring glory to myself. So there's certain things, if I'm not sure, I don't say it because I don't want myself to look like a clown if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I was saying reciprocation. We mm-hmm. we dialogue. You're like, oh, is your hair
yeah.
so? And you're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we'll get back to that. You know, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
yeah.
though. That's good. That's
totally.
Good.
We're all learning. So thank God for you. Daria.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you very much. God bless you. And you, just thank you.
I love you both.
Oh, good.
And I know that blessed you and your twin. And ladies and gentlemen, it's such a powerful broadcast here with Prophet Travis. We love you all. And we will talk to you actually Tuesday. Coming up, we'll be in Lafayette tomorrow at Bethlehem Holy Healing Temple. And I thank God for my good friend, Prophet Travis. Love you.
All right.
God bless you, man of God. God is so good. I thank God for what he has done on this broadcast, truly. If it's a godsend, Prophet Travis came on in and the Holy Spirit began to move through him. He began to minister to many of you. I love his spirit. I thank God. Well, me and my Queen Katrina, we are just excited for what God is doing. As I said, tomorrow we will be with Prophet and Apostle Brandel Jones and his lovely queen, Marilyn Jones. And the power of God is going to move. I was asked to come, and it's such an honor. I love the Joneses and that ministry in Lafayette. It's the address is 505 South 3rd Street, 47905. This Saturday, the school of Prophets, Prophecy Alive. We're going to be dealing with many things, and I want you to meet me here at Kokomo every Saturday at 12 noon. This is Saturday at 12 noon, and many of you are going to be taking your vacations coming to Kokomo. The Lord revealed that to me, and this is the season of relocating. I could sense it so strong. Prophecy Alive, every Saturday at 12 noon. Grace Memorial, this will be hosted at Grace Memorial Institutional Church in the GMIC Chapel, 1417 North Delphi Street, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. And I want you to meet us there. Good man of God, good pastor, anointed man, hosting by Pastor M.L. Hall, Jr. We will be in the GMIC Chapel, 1417, that's 1417 North Delphi Street, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. It is a school for the spiritually gifted. Going to be covering a lot of different areas. If you feel you have an anointing of a prophet, you need to be there. You feel you have an anointing of a seer, you have spiritual gifts found in 1 Corinthians 12. I want you to meet me there. We're going to delve into some deep things that's going to help you with your spiritual gift. We want you on track. We don't want you walking around gifted and confused. I want you to come. If you're having dreams, you don't understand your dreams, and you don't understand the anointing, you're feeling certain sensations that comes upon your body, you don't understand what it is. You know, Peter walked past people, and when they got in his shadow, some of you got a shadow anointing. People get in your shadow and they are healed. And I want to help raise you. This is why we were sent here to Kokomo every Saturday at 12 noon. More information, give me a call, 317-832-0131. We are preparing to launch the School of Prophets on Prophecy Alive, so prepare for it. We've already launched it, and it is a school of the prophets. We're going to do some things. As the prophet Travis said, there's a great shifting. I didn't tell him about it, but God spoke to him to confirm. So we want you to be a part of it. I'm on Facebook. You can join me there and call your friends and let them know. You got any people, you that are out of town, you're going to be taking vacations. Plan to stay a weekend so that you could be in the School of Prophets. Things are happening more than I can share right now, but I want to let you know you need to be a part of this. And every Sunday, our temporary location of the Gathering Ministries, every Sunday at 5 p.m., 1709 East Lincoln Road here in Kokomo, Indiana. We are at the Quality Inn and Suites, and we want you to be a part of it every Sunday at 5 p.m. I'm telling you, God is moving by His Spirit, and we'd love to see you there. We're launching a campaign of soul winning, not looking for so much church people, but there are people that God is shifting, but I'm looking for and seeking for those who are spiritually damaged. We want to help you recover. It's time to get in the spiritual hospital so that you can recover from many things. I want you to be a part of that. Again, every Sunday at 5 p.m., 1709 East Lincoln Road, Kokomo, Indiana, at the Quality Inn and Suites. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. For more information, 317-832-0131. Love you so much. Again, we will not be on Prophecy Alive until next Tuesday. God is so good, and that would be on the 6th of May, 6th of this month, Tuesday. We'll see you back on the air. Love you, and God bless you continually.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
God, we'd like to call you Jesus.